The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
The Prophet is reported to have said that every good deed is rewarded at least tenfold. And this is from the Quran. But there are some good deeds which are rewarded up to 700 times. This is part of Allah's fadl, that whatever we do, He rewards even in greater extent. Except for one deed. Illa sabr. The Prophet says, illa sabr. And in, we have a verse in the Quran where Allah says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. O you who believe, seek assistance through sabr and salah. In hadith, we're told that sabr there, the most prominent example is a sawm, fasting. So even in this hadith, we're told that a sabr here means fasting. Every good deed is rewarded tenfold up to 700-fold, except for fasting. For that, Allah Himself says, "Ana ujzi bihi." I am going to reward that. It is something which is of incredible value. And inshallah, those of us who are able to fast, we want to do so with good intention, and inshallah, we can receive that reward. For those who aren't able to fast, inshallah, they can compensate by doing other actions, and they can fast with the tongue, they can fast with the body parts, with the fast with the eyes, etc. But what I wanted to mention is one of the secrets of fasting, one of the secrets of the month of Ramadan. And I want to take you to the verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, where we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, Iyaka na'abudu. Iyaka na'abudu. Iyaka means you alone, na'abudu means we worship. Now you all know that Surah Al-Fatiha is something that if we're reciting our furada prayers, we have to recite the surah. So there's one individual who's reciting their salah and they're saying, Oh Allah, they stand up, Allah is Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, all the way till they say, Iyaka na'budu. You alone do we worship. Why is it that the plural form is used in this sentence right here? Ayatollah Jawadi Amudi in his tafsir, he has a very wonderful explanation of this. He says that there are three levels in which people who offer salah, they offer their salah. Three levels. There's one level where somebody is very self-centered. The whole world revolves around them. And so, naturally, when they say, Iyaka na'abudu, really, they're using the plural form, but they're referring to themselves. And they're making a declaration, Oh Allah, I'm standing here, I'm worshiping you, and so on. That's level one. But there's a second level where the worshiper realizes that, wait a minute, I am offering my salah, but there are others who are offering their salah as well. Together, we are worshiping Allah. Everyone has a group of people that they pray with. For example, we have our communities. We gather together, we offer supplications together, and we pray together. And we have some thoughts, we include them in our statements. We work together, we're one unit, one body. But there's a third level, where when somebody says, Iyaka na'abudu, they realize that they're talking about the abd. Now who is the abd? The abd is someone, anyone or anything other than Allah. And so when they're saying Iyaka na'abud, they are melting themselves in the entire creation of Allah, which is the abd in front of the Rabb, and saying that I'm not alone. I am, who am I? I'm nothing. I and everything and everyone, we are your servants. We are your slaves. You are the owner. Now, perhaps we can take these three levels and look at the act of fasting and examine fasting from each of these three levels as well. There's one level where somebody's fasting is really about themselves and themselves only. And it's very natural. It's very, you know, very, you could say, close to us, which is, you know, our stomach. Okay, we don't have any food in there. So that's what is the focus of our attention. You know, we're occupied with what's happening to that. We're occupied with how we're going to fill that. And we're told in the riwayat of the Ahlul Bayt that woe be to the one whose only thing they get out of the month of Ramadan has to do with their food and their drink and it being there and it not being there. But for some people, that's what it's about. But there's a higher level where somebody realizes that, wait a minute, it's not about me, is it really? In fact, Allah wants to separate me from this food and drink because for many people, that is the biggest idol that they have, so that I can realize how much I'm in need of others. And so here you go. You start at the month. It's not just about you. You have to go and see the moon. And then it's a month where you're with the Quran. It's a month where you're with the people that you pray with. You're with your community. You spend time together. You can take care of one another. It becomes a communal affair. You pray together. You start out the month. You communicate with, is it the start of the moon? Is it not start? You work on it together. All the way until the Salatul Eid, which is again a communal affair. You're with the people that you pray with. And you see here all of this is part of the month of Ramadan. The coming together, the praying, the giving the iftars, the taking care of one another. We're told in riwayah that fasting has this incredible reward. But there are other acts which have even more reward than fasting itself. For example, one of the riwayat from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that fitruka li akhika al-muslim wa idkhalu as-sururi alayh afdalu ajran min sawmik. When you give iftar to your fellow brother and you cause happiness to enter into the hearts, that has more reward than your fasting itself. So you see here within the spirit of the Ahlul Bayt, they say that, yeah, fasting is there. But let your fasting be one which allows you to now be concerned with those around you. And that's why the true fast is the one where somebody displays incredible akhlaq with their family in the month of Ramadan. They display incredible generosity. We're told in hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was the most generous of people. But in the month of Ramadan, he was even more generous than he was in the rest of the year. This should be the month where we're shining in terms of our relationships with our family, sadaqat al-rahim, our community members, taking care of them, trying to see them, trying to feed them, taking care. And the final level is the one where somebody realizes that they're along with the entirety of Allah's creation. And then they fast along with that, Iyaka na'abud. And then we're told in many riwayat that you're fasting, but realize that there's a purpose behind your fasting. You're fasting so that you can taste and you can realize the experience of those who are deprived and do something about that. You can see how you, what is your program to be able to help others, not just yourself, not just your family, not just your community, but beyond that as well. So these are three levels which inshallah we can consider as we are performing our obligations during this month. We pray that Allah Ta'ala enables us to perform all of our obligations and that He makes this month filled with blessings for us and that He hastens the reappearance of the Imam of our time. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside. رمضان ليتك دوما